Welcome to the Internet Monthly Podcast, a podcast featuring 10 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, you can find out about the Hadron Collider saying au revoir to les horribles sonnettes, London by flight with maps in the third dimension, a whole new level of getting away from it all and where to find the world's most remote place, how to try house building online with Lego in the Land of Oz, and how to have Windows XP apparently back in charge of your phone. Swan song for CERN singers. In July, a British all-female doo-wop band, whose photo is believed to have been the first such picture uploaded to the World Wide Web, gave its final performance. A picture of the four women was uploaded to the web on the 18th of July 1992 by its creator, Tim Berners-Lee, when he needed an image to test the version he was working on at CERN. Last month's swan song of the group, Les Horribles Sonnettes, was at the Hadronic Festival at the CERN Laboratory in Geneva. The band was founded there in 1990 and took its name from the initials of the giant particle accelerator, the Large Hadron Collider, used at CERN to investigate fundamental physics. The gig on the 21st of July at the annual CERN Musical Festival was their first performance for 5 years. Check out youtube.com/cernet. Monarchy up with media technology. When Prince Charles was born in 1948, the announcement was made by a notice pinned to the gates of Buckingham Palace. In the monochrome world of 1950s TV, the Queen appeared as a small, grainy, black-and-white figure flickering on the small screen of a box in the corner of the living room. Her coronation was one of the BBC's first live outside broadcasts, achieved in the face of much establishment opposition. Much has changed in the world of technology since then, and with the way the royal family communicates. Today, the British monarchy has its own website, Facebook page, Twitter account, Flickr photo stream, and royal YouTube channel. Read more at news.sky.com/story/24229. Windows XP for your phone. XP Mod for Android is an app that offers the look and feel of Microsoft Windows XP for your phone. This recent release is an Android launcher or home screen replacement that includes a functional Windows Explorer clone, which makes finding files stored on your phone a similar experience to browsing files on a PC. XP Mod is missing a few key features. This could change with future updates. And its use of desktop-style resolutions means icons look tiny and can be hard to press accurately. However, on a tablet, the experience is just like a Windows netbook, and using a USB mouse adds to the realism. Meanwhile, it's the easiest way to convince friends you have Windows XP installed on your Android handset. Currently in beta, XP Mod is free to download. For more details, see androidpolice.com/topics/news. Down Under with Lego. Google Australia and Lego have launched a Build with Chrome Lego simulator. The project, or game, takes a map of Australia and New Zealand, divides it into tiny plots of land, and invites you to get creative with 3D Lego blocks. Once you zoom in and pick your plot, you'll have a 32 by 32 grid to build on. There are 120 standard Lego blocks, 12 shapes, 10 colours, and prefab doors and windows to choose from. Completed builds become virtual homesteads on a Google map, which provides a permanent exhibition space for the submitted Lego models. Check out buildwithchrome.com. 3 weeks from anywhere. Very little of the world can now be thought of as inaccessible, according to new maps of connectedness published with World Bank funding by European Commission researchers in Italy. Nothing to do with broadband or any other kind of computer connectivity, the maps cover the human condition in real-world situations, based on how long it would take to travel to the nearest city of 50,000 or more by land or water. And it's official. The world's most remote place is a lonely area high on the Tibetan Plateau, 34.7 degrees north, 85.7 degrees east. From there, it's a three-week trip to the nearest population centres, the cities of Lhasa or Kola, travelling one day by car and the remaining 20 days on foot. Read more at universetoday.com/29469. 3D Maps Apps. Along with several other major companies, Google is working on getting 3D maps online. The latest iteration of Google Maps for Android-powered devices allows users to browse select cities in 3D bird's-eye view fashion. Utilizing aerial imagery, landmarks and buildings appear in an animated three-dimensional format, which can help people navigating their way around an unfamiliar urban environment. Visitors can customize views with tilt and compass features, which also make things more fun. And this isn't just about big companies. British developer Egeo has released Reki, an app for iPhone and iPad that offers an eye-catching 3D map of London, just in time for the Olympic Games. Check out reki.at. Beautiful backlinks. It has been possible for a while to visualise a website's backlinks using specialist software, from Gephi, for example. But now those generous types at Google are offering us the opportunity to grow our own visualization maps using Google Fusion Tables, a new and experimental service available through Google Documents. It's worth a go. Whether it's for at-a-glance visualizations that make data make more sense more quickly, or new ways of creating conversation piece artworks from unlikely sources, the tools are readily available. And they're free. For more details, see seomoz.org/UGC. As Intel sees you, graphically. Infographics and data visualizations are changing the way people find and experience information online. They can help communicate complex ideas in a clear, compact, and attractive way, taking deep data information and presenting it in visual shorthand. Detailed bars and graphs spread out over separate diagrams can be confusing, but the same information shown in an infographic is grasped much more easily. Intel has latched onto the vogue for infographics and released a new tool, What About Me, that analyzes social media activity via your Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube accounts, and generates an infographic while you play with some distractingly interactive circles. The finalized image will show your interests in terms of percentages, plus how you react with friends and other aspects of your undoubtedly interesting social networking life. For more information, see intel.com. What the web does in 60 seconds. In 1 minute, Facebook logs 6 million page views, Google handles 2 million plus search queries, Twitter adds more than 320 accounts, and Amazon racks up another $83,000 in sales. It adds up to a data deluge that threatens to overwhelm network infrastructure. Just as current traffic volumes challenge network providers to keep pace with our near-insatiable hunger for bandwidth, the future promises to make the demand still more acute. The number of network devices already equals the global population, and it's projected to double by 2015. By that time, it's estimated that it would take one person 5 years to watch all the video content that will be crossing IP networks in 1 second. For more details, see intelfreepress.com/news. Infographic shows SEO surprises. Strictly speaking, it's the business of optimizing websites to maximize their chances of making more favorably placed appearances in search engine results when particular searches are made. But it has come to be known, more or less universally, as search engine optimization, or SEO. Whatever it's called, or should be called, it has become big business. Big enough to be mentioned on 900 million websites and to be the focus of over 150,000 YouTube videos. Blue Caribou, an internet marketing company based in Spain, recently looked at the buzz generated by SEO online and presented the results as an infographic. There are some surprises. Who would have thought that it would be India, for example, revealed as the country most interested in search engine optimization? Germany, on the other hand, shows hardly any interest at all. Some other fun facts illustrated include the news that Amazon has almost 3,000 books on SEO. 13 million blog posts have been published with SEO in the title. And Twitter averages almost 250,000 tweets per month on the subject. Read more at marketingtechnews.net/blog-hub. Search Engine of the Month. Visually, the web platform that offers to explore the best data visualizations on the web, otherwise known as infographics, also works well as a search engine. You can search for infographics by keyword, review them by category, and even upload your own infographics to appear in future search results. A fortnight ago, Visually launched new community features that allow people to follow infographics by topic or from their favorite designer, data journalist, or news outlet. We are taking Visually from a place where it was easy to share infographics to a place where people can engage and interact with each other around infographics, said co-founder Lee Sherman, who describes the Visually platform as having become a social network for infographics and data visualizations. Check out visual.ly. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.